Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning, beautiful. Welcome to day 298 of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. We should all be striving to treat individuals as individuals. All human beings, regardless of race or age or gender identity or sexuality or religion or just personal preferences, should be treated as human beings. And of course, we should be protecting our boundaries by addressing different behaviors that may affect us personally based on our preferences, but every single living being deserves to be treated with the same level of respect as long as they're not violating your boundaries. Individuals should be treated as individuals. We, as a culture, really need to stop grouping people and classifying others based on their upbringing or their cultural differences. Not only is there a lot of intersectionality and overlap in most every culture, there are different individual takes that every single person may have within those subcultures that must be accounted for. We humanize others by treating them like humans. And we all, as humans, have our own perspectives and our own beliefs and hopes and dreams. Even if those directly conflict with other people's preferences within our own cultures or our own communities, it really shouldn't matter. If it's not hurting anybody else, what difference does it make? And in my experience, every subculture has some assholes, and they also have some amazing humans. It's just a matter of humanity. Some people are mean, and some people aren't. Some people are thoughtful, and some people aren't. It is truly wild to me that we will classify entire cultures or communities of people as problematic or weird or different or anything, when really they're just made up of different types of humans and individuals. Sam Jay is a comedian that I love very much, but she has a show on HBO called Pause. And in the first episode of it, she has this very funny sketch at the end of the episode, and this one line in particular I continue to reference all the time to my friends. She says something along the lines of, "Any person who claims to speak for the culture is wrong and should not be looked upon as a serious representation of the culture." She goes on to call him a loser and then does some other really funny sketches with it. But as I get more educated in activism and community-based change, I realize the critical impact of this statement more and more. This is why representation matters, because when you have more voices in a room, they can represent more types of individuals. An individual should never speak for an entire community of other individuals, because anyone who claims to speak for their entire community shouldn't be credited. because there's no accurate way to speak for every single individual in a community. And of course, we can go with majority rules in some circumstances, and there are more fair ways to do this when we're talking about like voting and accessibility and things like that. But that still takes in individual accounts, or should anyway. And in the past, I have corrected friends for using outdated and offensive terms. And often people will get defensive and rebut with an excuse. Well, so-and-so said it was fine. And that might be a valid and fair point, but I think if an individual is okay with something, you're more than welcome to do that behavior around that individual because that's their preference. But when we're taking individual perspectives into consideration, we can't pick and choose based on what we want to believe. For instance, in changing some of the more problematic Native American symbolism from our sporting teams, there were arguments online that quoted their one Native friend who didn't care about the team name. Which is probably true, but it shouldn't be considered in the argument if the majority of people don't agree. And you can't use one voice as a weapon against an entire community of other voices. We need to consider every individual in that. And obviously, you won't be able to get everybody on the same team ever. People disagree, and that's the beauty of being individuals. But that's why I personally err on the side of the majority and the side that's more empathetic and kind and thoughtful to that majority. I will listen to individual preferences from there for sure, but if one's friend says it's okay to call them a name that other people aren't comfortable with, do what you want with that friend, but maybe take note for the other people who aren't comfortable. And if the majority of people in that community disagree and feel hurt by that particular name or nickname, you need to respect those humans as individuals. Because weaponizing someone's voice to fit your narrative is not only unfair, but it's also pretty dang ridiculous. So be thoughtful and considerate of individuals in communities, and remember that everybody's different. Which might make it seem impossible to appease everyone in a community. But that's not your job. It's important to listen to individuals and treat humans like humans because everyone deserves individual respect and kindness, regardless of what you think about them.
Unless they're legitimately being a dickbag, in which case,
you probably shouldn't be spending much time or consideration on that individual anyway.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.